This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, welcome back. Hour number three coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube is it's a CLP, it's a solvent, it's a lubricant, it's a treatment. Every piece of metal on your weapon you can use Frog Lube on, and it will be better for it. froglube.com. And welcoming new sponsor, Operation Parts. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. Yeah. If you're looking to build that AR-15 up, that's where you need to go, because you're going to find something for every part of that weapon from one end to the other. Everybody has heard me talk about the thing I call the ISIS welcome wagon bag. And fads come and go in this industry, in the gun industry, and the firearms tactical gear world has always been part of the trends. 10 years ago, there was a company, I think, called Maxpedition that came out with this tactical shoulder bag, and they were all the rage, and a lot of thinkers and pundits were advocating at that time in favor of the bump in the night / home invasion bag, a grab-and-go tactical bag with extra mags and flashlights and a trauma kit and other item tools that might come in handy if the bad guys come a-calling. And like all fads, it came and went, and a lot of money got spent on gear that's probably mostly living in someone's closet now. But if you talk to somebody who's actually a believer in the concept, maybe you might want to rethink that whole idea of having a bump in the night bag. If you have to respond to an invasion in your home, a bump in the night bag simplifies your response time. Right? You're grabbing a bag, it has your gear, it has your backups all in one place, ready to go. And you can grab it. Has a handle, has a strap. Put it on, grab your shotgun or carbine, and deal with the situation at hand. It simplifies your training. You got a standard and a consistent carry system you can use while running drills and doing other training. The advantages here are faster learning curves and increased performance. It forces you to carry your trauma kit with you. If things do go south, the odds are pretty good that someone will sustain an injury. The other thing that it does is, like for me, I was in the military for 7 years, but we never had body armor. We didn't even have chest rigs. We did have map bags, and a lot of NCOs carried a map bag. And this sort of configuration is very much akin to that map bag. Now, there's all kinds of bags out there, but I think the shoulder bag would be the one that would serve everybody best. But, you know, it all comes down to what works for you. On a more mundane level, These bags keep all of your battle gear in one place, which helps you stay organized when it comes to cycling magazines and ammo and checking and charging batteries and changing batteries and cleaning equipment. It's easy to forget the housekeeping stuff, so anything that helps you stay on top is good. But one of the strengths of this type of system is its flexibility. The bump of the night bag can also become your trunk car bag if you're inclined toward a trunk gun. You can even, you can carry your competition gear for the right event, you know. Keep it light and basic, and you'll have everything you need either at home or on the road. Does it replace the get-home bag, though? Well, that depends on what goes into the bump of the night bag, doesn't it? And that depends on your weapon system. But generally, it's recommended at least a couple of extra carbine mags, a backup handgun magazine or two, an extra flashlight, a bladed tool of some sort, trauma first aid supplies, and perhaps a less lethal option like pepper spray. You need a place for your phone. If you organize things appropriately and run your drills correctly, you will be ahead of the game. I like, In my time, we used something called LVE, and it was completely unscientific. It was something they had used in Vietnam. Same rucksack, too. It was called the Alice Pack. And those things will still function today, okay? The problem is that there has been better developments in that kind of load-bearing equipment, and it's lighter. It's more functional. The LBE was a mess. I mean, it didn't even work good as far as a static display. So I like a good high-speed, low-drag tactical setup as much as anybody else. But in this particular case, why not go for like a messenger bag? Now stick with me on this, could you? Why would you put everything into a bag that you might have to run around with that's sort of saying, I've got guns on me, let me scream it at you? Why not a good, sturdy messenger bag? It's affordable, it's easy to find, and it doesn't scream guns. And when you're moving from house to house to car or vice versa. And then you can spend your money on extra magazines, on extra ammunition, you can spend it on training, all these other things. And some of these messenger bags, like the bike messenger bag, I'm a big fan of the bike messenger bag because those things are designed to be worn all day long. And they're designed for a bunch of kids that are out there riding around in traffic in environments like New York City where they don't have time to stop. They don't even have brakes on their bikes. They're riding something called fixed gear bikes. Your brakes are your legs. You have to stop. You can't coast on these things. Well, some of them do have free wheels, but these messenger bags carry all manner of things, all manner of cargo. Why not something like that? And it makes you look more, like a bike rider than anything else. I think I may go with one of those. Because you're spending about the same money as you would for something else that has only got one purpose. When you go to this tactical speciality, it only has one purpose. Why not have something that you can make the purpose fit it? All it takes is a little bit of Velcro, a little bit of thought, and you're going to be good to go. And you can grab something and take off, no matter where you have to go, and blend in. And we're going to talk about blending in when we get back. But, the bump in the night bag. I haven't made one yet. JT and I, I'm trying to get him to go with me to put together a get-home bag. I've got the backpack picked out, but we haven't made it to Sports Academy just yet. Or Academy Sports, excuse me, Academy Sports. So we're going to be going there pretty soon, and we'll film it and do all the, do all the shopping we can. We won't have any coupons, but we'll be doing the shopping. That's definitely coming up very soon. And maybe that will be the only bag I have. I don't know. But the bump of the night bag is a good portable solution, something to think about. Well, you're out there thinking about your self-defense setup. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. AGC Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. AGC Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An AGC Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. AGC Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Mass deportations, a ban on terrorist countries, protecting our border, a huge expansion of jobs. President Trump is really shaking up Washington and the media. David Horowitz's new book, Big Agenda, reveals Trump's secret plans. Now, Big Agenda is a New York Times bestseller. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Rush says you need to get it. It's in bookstores everywhere, or get our free offer at 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
It works because of what it is and because of what it does. It cleans your weapon. It lubricates your weapon. It protects your weapon in all environments. And it treats your weapon to where it begins to resist all environments. Check them out at froglube.com. Recently, I have been... That isn't what I was supposed to have happen. Gosh. Let me get out of... Well, you know what? I guess I'll just have to work with that, won't I? I've been trying to find alternate ways to carry a gun. Okay? I've been trying to figure out ways to blend in. Not because I don't want to be caught, but because I don't want to be noticed. There's a difference. There's a big difference. Now, one of the first things I've done, and any of you can go and do this, and understand this. They're not paying me, but I believe in their product. You need to go look up something called the Constant Companion Cargo Pants. If you are a guy, and if you're a right-handed guy. Because that's what they have available right now, the right-handed pocket. Now, the right-handed pocket is wide at the opening, and it is 14 inches deep, and it is constructed with ballistic nylon inside of it, quite nicely in the shape of a gun. So when you take your pistol and you put it at the top of your pocket and you drop it, it drops and channels itself and goes in there. Now, there's a couple things you have to understand about these, okay? If you're carrying your gun in your pocket, which I have carried and hidden in these pants, because I have a pair already, I have hidden this, the Nighthawk Falcon, full-size 1911, with the full-size grip. I have hidden this in these pants. Nobody knows it. Nobody sees them. Easy to draw. Takes a whole bunch of pressure off of your belt line, your hips, everything else. And also on the opposite pockets, it has pouches sewn into the interior of that pocket for you to carry your magazines and anything else you might have. You have to have enough discipline, however, not to put your car keys in the pocket with your gun. Because the shortcoming of this, which is the only shortcoming that I see, is that it does not have a separator for the trigger guard. So you just need to put your gun in the pocket, and you do have nice high cargo pockets. All of this stuff is set up to hide your gun and your magazines. Now, why is that important, and why is that something to look at? Well, because when we're out and about, it is awfully nice to blend in. I'm not that much of a gray man proponent, right? Per se. There's an awful lot of tactical clothing out there that you can wear to show off at the range. But if you're a concealed carrier, and in my state, concealed means concealed. It doesn't mean that I can show off and say, well, of course I'm wearing all of this 5'11 stuff. That means I'm carrying a gun, yeah. When you see incidents, for example, where an armed robber comes into a convenience store or gas station and is neutralized by a concealed carrier, it's usually because the armed robber didn't immediately identify that person as a concealed carrier. After all, why would a man intending to live another day discount someone he can obviously tell has a handgun? So you want to try to dress like the crowd. Now, pants like the Constant Companion, for example, cargo pocket pants are out there all over the place. You can't buy pants at Old Navy without them having a cargo pocket, unless you're buying jeans. So you may be confused with a hipster. So there you go. Perfect. 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 Disguise right there. But pretend you're the bad guy for a moment, and for whatever reason you're heading into the local convenience store to rob the clerk. You know he may be armed, but other than that, you don't think much about the customers. If you look mean enough, everyone will do what you say. You head into the gas station store, and you see a clerk, a sheepish-looking 18-year-old with pimples on his face. And then there's a guy with an NRA hat and a jacket with a Glock logo. Now, if the bad guy is like most bad guys, they're not gun aficionados. They're just, the gun is like a, you know, a claw hammer. It's a tool they use. They may recognize that. They may not. But who do you think, if this is somebody that is aware of certain things, who do you think he's going to be more concerned with? The clerk or the guy wearing the NRA hat? And now there's a real life to consider. In a mall in Texas recently, two armed robbers attempted to hold up a jewelry store. A Good Samaritan attempted to intervene, and he was shot. A concealed carrier, who up until that moment evaded their attention, was able to draw his gun and shoot one of the robbers. The first Good Samaritan was killed. The concealed carrier was very seriously injured, as was one of the robbers. The second robber raced through the store and indiscriminately fired upon individuals as he fled. Blending in can buy you some very critical moments for you to act. It could be something as harrowing as attempting to neutralize two armed robbers, or more pragmatically, seeking cover for you and your family. So remember, a concealed carrier's main job is his own protection and that of his family. Not looking like a concealed carrier means you're already there. You've already got concealment. There's two ways to hide. There's cover, there's concealment. In these hard situations, it pays not to stick out in the crowd. Wearing tactical clothing and sporting gun logos, you know, that might lead to some superficial judgment that you're a potential threat to bad guys. Means they may, but it depends on how much they pay attention to certain things. I'm almost certain I can wear my Agency Arms ball cap anywhere I go, and everybody thinks I'm probably on some softball team. I just don't think there's a bunch of aware jack guys out there that are looking to jack me, but that are going to look at that hat and go, oh, he's an Agency Arms agent. But maintaining that situational awareness is one of those important things that you can do all day long. And not every concealed carrier is going to ascribe to this philosophy, and that's fine. But for those who aren't interested in being the hero and are simply interested in protecting themselves, this may be a helpful consideration. Remember, heroes always don't stand out. That never happens. When we come back, we're going to go into territory that normally I wouldn't do, but I'm going to do it anyway simply because of a recent incident I had, and we're going to apply this to guns. We'll be right back.
What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc. An AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube is a treatment for your weapon. It's a cleansing for your weapon. It's a, you know, it keeps it lubricated. It makes it run in all environments. Check them out. Froglube.com. And new sponsor, Operation Parts.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is well on with the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Oh, yeah, indeed. This is where you go when you want to put the bling to the AR, making it lethal in a quick, expeditious manner. OperationParts.com. A while ago, I was on a road in a town in on the outskirts of Greenville, South Carolina, called Simpsonville. And I saw this mail vehicle, postal vehicle. The postal vehicle was zigzagging in the same direction of travel I was going. And, you know, normally when you're going down a thoroughfare, you're not supposed to be, you know, weaving in and out of it like you're in a on a ski slalom course. And I drove professionally for 20 years. And when you're operating a vehicle, That's a pretty dangerous thing. And this guy was almost, I mean, I never saw him endanger anybody, but that's just because nobody was in front of him. A couple of times he almost went off of the road. We took a picture of the back of his vehicle. I tried to call the post office. Well, nobody answered the phone. So in a cathartic moment, I decided to get out there and post it on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. Most of the time, the odds would be that nobody that follows me would see that and know the person driving that vehicle. However, somebody did. And whenever you get out there, I don't like unsafe action. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you're doing. If you're doing something unsafe, you don't need to be doing something unsafe. This cat was eating. He was on the phone. He was probably driving with his knee. Because I don't know how you eat and you be on the phone and you drive a vehicle at the same time. I don't know what the handling characteristic of a postal vehicle is. This guy got very unhappy with me and he decided he was going to threaten me. Which was comical because he wanted to do a fist fight with me, and I've gone a little bit beyond that now, and not really going to get in a fist fight with anybody, and hopefully you understand why. And that means that if you escalate things, then I'm going to escalate it so fast and so hyper violently that you're just not going to know what's going on. So that part of it, that was me getting out there and saying, somebody's doing something unsafe, and I have to do something about it. And there was a price to be paid for that, and I paid it. Big deal. Now, what about unsafe behavior with concealed carry? Just as with anything else in life, there are certain unsafe behaviors when it comes to concealed carry that should be avoided. First of all, if you have to carry concealed, which in most states, in my state, there is no mechanism whatsoever for open carry, unless I'm law enforcement. And so it has to be concealed. So I can't do that slipshod. But the other thing, when I'm carrying a gun, I'm trying to be as safe as I can. When you acquire a carrier permit, you're taking on a responsibility to yourself and to your fellow citizens to be safe. And that's why it's necessary for everyone to take concealed carry training or some sort of gun safety course at the minimum so that they know what safe handling and carrying consists of. A lot of things can be saved. A lot of people can be saved by simply following one of the four rules. Well, if you follow two of them, then you're probably not going to ever have any issues. If you treat every gun like it's loaded, and if you never point it at anything you don't intend to destroy, you're never going to accidentally shoot somebody you don't want to. Now, unsafe concealed carry actions to watch for everyone, because everybody's going to make mistakes, but there's certain unsafe things that go beyond a mere slip-up or the momentary lapse of mindfulness. Even the most responsible of us can do something a little untidy from time to time. But certain things are a sign that a person is not safe to carry a firearm. And there's some, if you see somebody out there that is concealed carrying that says, hey, look at this. Well, let's not go near him. When you're carrying out in the public, we're not law enforcement. Have you ever noticed that law enforcement never takes out their guns and starts examining them? They never do that. If they pull out their guns, something bad is going on. And that's the way we've got to be. There are a few instances in which a bit of handling may be necessary. If you're in a open top holster and you're getting in and out of the car, your gun may creep up just from the pressure and everything. You've got to shove it back in there. That's fine. But outside of that, if you have to do more handling, You may not have the right equipment. A bit of adjustment here and there is normal, but constantly handling the gun when it's on you is not. Another unsafe behavior is outright brandishing. And there's a difference between printing and the occasional slight reveal when you're reaching for that pair of size 10s at the Tom McCann store versus brandishing, which is pulling out a gun and pointing it at somebody. The difference is that actual brandishing is intentionally showing a firearm to someone for the purpose of intimidation. And that is a crime. It's not about, see what I got here? You want the trouble? I got the trouble. That's not wrong. A disagreement over the kind of stuff like being cut off in a parking lot or somebody cutting in line and everything in front of you. This is not time for the gunfight. Also, if there's a person that you know to be armed that is looking for conflicts or tries to escalate the conflict, they are a danger to themselves and to others. There is a dividing line between a person who is unmindful and a person who is reckless, or for that matter, criminal recklessness. But being unmindful is when a person either doesn't know or forgets principles of safe conduct, though they do so innocently. Having innocence involved in this, though, doesn't excuse you from anything. I have done something in a moment of innocence, and it was a deadly thing. And there was no excuse for that to happen with me, as young as I was. So, when we're carrying a weapon, and we are very good at it, America, but when we're carrying a weapon, we have to be on the top of our game 100% of the time. And for the most part, we are. And that's what makes all of you that do this day in and day out, that's what makes you the cream of the crop. One more time, I'm going to hand this back to Genesis Communications Network. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. We'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Last time on the firing line, and coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yes, it does. Larry Lasky hit it out of the park with that stuff. That is the way to go when you're lubricating that weapon. Two House Democrats have introduced legislation that would require federal background checks before buying unassembled firearm kits and unfinished receivers. They want you to go through a background check before you can buy a bunch of metal. The measure enacted or entered as H.R. 1278 last week would amend federal law to consider firearm kits to be firearms. U.S. Representative Adriano Espaillat, Democrat from New York, said it is a little known fact that individuals who would otherwise be barred from purchasing firearms still have the ability to purchase a gun assembly kit online. Well, you're full of nonsense, Representative Adriano Espaillat. But here's the thing about these gun kits he's talking about. The ones that you can get without going through a background check is called an 80% lower. The 80% lower is a lower for an AR-15, and that's all they are. There are some other gun kits out there. There's 80% lowers for 1911s. I think there may even be one for some Glocks. But I'm going to tell you what the common denominator is among these AR-15 or any of these 80% lowers. The other 20% is the fire control cavity. That has to be drilled out. That has to be excavated. It has to be excavated in a very detailed manner because all of these parts that go into the fire control cavity, the trigger, the hammer, the springs, all that other stuff, the safety, the pins, all these other things that are going in there have got to fit precisely. So if you make one small mess up with this, and plus the other part that comes up is, well, it does help if you have a little machining knowledge, a little bit of and the tools. Now, they do sell these things with templates. This is not something that you just do. This is something that I've had some 80% lower kits given to me, and I gave them away to somebody else. Because I have no idea how to make these things into guns. So here we have Adriano Espeliot, another Democrat out there, and he's trying to contend that this is a public safety risk. He's trying to be instructive here, too. He says, guns assembled using these kits are called ghost guns because they are oftentimes completely untraceable, assembled using a receiver that does not have a serial number, and are almost impossible to be tracked by law enforcement. The ghost guns are guns act closes this loophole, as these guns are more often used in violent crimes and pose serious safety concerns to our communities and law enforcement. That sounds really, really serious, Adriano. Have you got any examples of when a ghost gun has been used? Because I have a few, but can you tell me when a ghost gun has been used in the commission of a crime? Could you? Probably can't, can you? Because they're not really... Okay. The whole ghost gun conundrum is the same sort of Trojan horse as the assault weapon. Now, if you get out there and say a gun kit that you assemble after doing some simple machining, that doesn't sound nearly as nefarious as a ghost gun, does it? This is why we have assault weapons instead of semi-automatic magazine-fed rifles. One sounds, you know, like something you would buy at Walmart, which in a lot of cases, that's not good. In a lot of cases, that's one of those things where, it's all about dragging up that emotion. It's designed to get an emotional response out of you, to drag you up the fear. What makes the 80% lower? Here's what makes the 80% lower what it is. You and I can build these things. When we build them, we can never sell them. In order for us to sell them, we have to get a serial number assigned to it. Now, I'm presuming that once you do the serial number, if you get the serial number assigned to it, you also have to do things where you have the once-fired brass to be included with it, right? All that other stuff. So then it stops being a ghost gun, doesn't it? This Ghost Guns Are Guns Act is co-sponsored by Illinois Democrat Brad Schneider. This would add the broad definition of any combination of parts designed or intended for use or in converting any device into a firearm and from which a firearm may be readily assembled to the definition of what constitutes a firearm under federal law. It's pretty stupid. It's a waste of time. Anybody with a little bit of machining knowledge can go to the Home Depot or to Lowe's and get the necessary components to build a gun. Anybody. Anybody. They may have to get the pipe somewhere else, but I've never looked for pipe at a Home Depot. So they may have the proper pipe, and all these guys have to do is have a set of calipers, and if they know how to cut up something and turning it into a gun like they do in Australia. They do it in Australia all the time. Homemade guns, they're not that rare. These guns are actually something that are sold through an FFL. Espeliot, he made history last November by becoming both the first Dominican American congressman and the first formerly undocumented immigrant in Congress when he beat out a Republican to replace longtime U.S. Representative Charles Rangel. They must be so proud. New York State, what are you guys thinking? Does this mean that Donald can run for president now? I want to know. Ghost guns. For those of you, I just saw this. I cannot corroborate this. I will be looking into this right after the show. But for those of you that have listened here long enough, you have heard many times when my friend Rick Ector has been on the show, and I've just been informed that he had a stroke, or he may have had a stroke. So, We'll be looking into that. Think about Rick out there. If I find out that he didn't have a stroke, then, you know, then you gave some good thoughts to, you know, to a good man. But that's a little troubling. You, all you dudes out there that are not paying attention to your blood pressure, shame on you. Shame on you. There's nothing quite like that whole sensation of waking up in a hospital, not able to do nothing, asking yourself, what have I done? And by then, it's too late. It is too late. So, if you're out there, and if you have, listen, if you know anybody, if you have family, whatever, you're sort of obligated to be there for them. Don't let the silent killer get you. I hope this is bad information and that nothing has happened to Rick. And I hope everybody else out there, you've listened to me, you've heard my example, get out there, do a little exercise, run up and down the range and all this other stuff, get off the blood pressure medication, because that is the canary in the coal mine. No matter what you're taking, if it has something to do with circulation or lack of circulation, that's an issue. And if you have high blood pressure, do something for yourself. Please don't turn out like me. And hopefully I am praying that this is bad information about Rick Ector. So we'll find out in a little bit. Tomorrow night should be The World According to Second Call Defense with Sean Maloney. We'll see if everything works out well. Last Wednesday we had bad storms and I couldn't have done the show anyway. We'll be back in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.